Iqbal, obviously being a scholar, we say Allama Iqbal as well. He was a mystic. He knew Quran very well. In his poetry, we can see, you know, interpretation of Quran as well. So he basically was referring back towards the original Islam.
One very important factor about his character was that he was a concerned person. You know, he had the concerns for the society, for the people, for the human beings. He was a person who constantly thought about others and finding solutions for the betterness of the society and betterness of the world. We say in front of it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear brothers and sisters, all across the nation of Islam. This is The Teacher, an introduction to the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, philosophers, and scholars all across the world, with the presence of two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome, and Dr. Rezazadeh, assalamu alaikum to you, and welcome to the show, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
So, in this new series of the program, The Teacher, we are concerned with some of the outstanding and prominent Muslim thinkers and scholars. And for this episode, we have selected Muhammad Iqbal, who was a famous poet, scholar, and politician of India, now present Pakistan. And in fact, whose poetry and some of his works in politics were really outstanding. And his vision, in fact, of the independent states of the Muslims for British India was to inspire the creation of Pakistan at that time. And he's commonly referred to as Allama Iqbal, a polymath or a scholar. Okay, Dr. Rezazadeh, in our previous discussion regarding the Persian poetry of Iqbal Lahuri, you named two first important poetic collections of him for us, Asrar Khodi and Rumuz Bikhodi, Secrets of the Self and Hints of Selflessness. What are the other important poetic collections of Iqbal, and what are the main themes of his works for us?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The collections I mentioned, but the themes are remaining.
Yes, and, very
and
good.
You know, it is really hard to mention or to name all the themes that he has talked about, because as I said, you know, he has been one of the reformers of the Persian poetry in the sense of content and bringing a lot of new content into Persian poetry. He has composed more than 15,000 lines of poetry, that two-thirds of them are in Persian.
That's right.
So he has talked about a wide variety of different topics. But some of the major themes that I can mention here is that one of them is inviting to being intellectual, I mean, in using reason.
That's
and
right.
Being rational. So sometimes, although he wants us to be very, let's say, spiritual, but at the same time, he's not among those people who only promote a type of, let's say, remote lifestyle that
solitary
pays no attention.
Lifestyle. Yeah. He is among the people, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he talks about, he admires philosophy and wisdom and paying attention. Hikmat o falsafe ra o himmat mardi bayad tigh andishe be rooye do jahan aukhtan ast. If you want to really become good in philosophy and wisdom,
right,
you really need to have the will of a very strong man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having the sword of the, let's say, thought,
mm-hmm,
to draw your sword to the both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to say that
yes,
it's hard, but you really need to be a very strong in your intellect. And at the same time, another theme that we can mention is that he fights with a type of negative asceticism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can find it in the... This is very common,
okay,
in the some of the Persian poets,
okay,
that when they talk about asceticism and not being, let's say, attached to this worldly life,
mm-hmm,
they say it in a way that the person becomes influenced and they think that this world,
mm-hmm,
this really material, physical world, has no role and no importance.
Oh.
But he talks in a more, let's say, comprehensive and...
rational way.
Yes, rational
That's
way.
Right.
You see, at the same time, that should not be attached,
mm-hmm,
to this world. you should know that asceticism in its radical or excessive meaning can be harmful because it stops you from making this world and from your progress in this world.
That's right.
Also, another important is that he was a revolutionary person, and you can see this in many of his works. Mm-hmm. He invites people to work and hard work. I will mention some of his poetry in regard. And also, looking for freedom. Mm-hmm. In some of his poetry, he says, you know, what I'm doing is to break the chains of my existence. I want to break all the chains and all the, elusive chains that people have made around themselves.
Do you have any sample of his Persian poems in this regard?
For example, باز آمدم چو اید نو تا قفل زندان بشکنم وین چرخ مردم خار را چنگال و دندان بشکنم. He has a lot about this. This is just one simple. He says, I just came back just like a new day, like a new Eid, a new holiday, to break the lock of this prison. وین چرخ مردم خار را چنگال و دندان بشکنن. And also break the teeth of this cruel killer or cruel devil.
That's right.
So he wants to just, you know, encourage people to free themselves from all the things that stops them.
We'll get Dr. Zadeh, if possible, get to Said Mohsen Nahwi. We can't say, and some audio. But before that, I would like to say that, as Dr. Reza Zadeh said, this rational look that he had at the world, and also some of the content that is very much rare found nowadays in the Persian poetry and in the classical one also, is looking for a savior and peace in the world. This was Iqbal Lahori was looking for. In one of the outstanding Persian poems, he talks about Savare Ashhab. In fact, Ashhab is a kind of, we can say, gray horse, a gray-colored horse. And he says that, A Savare Ashhab Doran Bia, A Furugh Dideh Emkan Bia, Ronagh Hengameh Ijad Sho, Dar Savad Dideh Ha Abad Sho, Shurash Aqwam Ra Khamush Kon, Nagmeh Khud Ra Behesht Goosh Kon. خیز و قانون اخوت سازده جام صحبای محبت بازده. He's talking about the last savior and we can say about coming of a savior in order to find peace and جنگجویان را بده پیغام صلح, give the message of peace to the warriors and we can say to the war takers in the world. Really beautiful content in Farsi language which was manifested by him. Do we have such content in the Urdu language too, Said Mohsen?
Well, his Urdu works, I said, like, it's divided into the awaking position and then shaking people, and then after that, the system that we want. Yes. In Zarb-e Kalim that we mentioned, he's talking about the Islamic system. Mm-hmm. First of all, what he does is he talks about the democracy. Mm-hmm. He says, Is raaz ko ek mard farangi ne kiya faash, har chand ke dana ise khola nahi karte, جمہوریت ایک طرز حکومت ہے کہ جس میں بندوں کو گنا کرتے ہیں تولا نہیں کرتے. It means that he said like one of the people in the West, they told me the secret.
That's right.
They opened the secret for me, which usually the wise people, they don't open their secrets, but he opened his secret in front of me.
Okay.
And he said democracy system, the democrat system, mm-hmm. جمہوریت.
Yes.
The democracy.
Okay.
In this system, it's a kind of a system in which they count people. They do not weight people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that a person is weighted because of his education,
that's right.
his wisdom, his insights, mm-hmm. his basira, and all those things.
Okay.
He said, remember, the jamhuriyat, the democracy, is a kind of thing in which people are counted. They're not weighted.
Okay.
And on top of that, in the same book, he mentions about the concept of imama.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Tune puchi hai imamat ki haqiqat mujhse haq tujhe meri tarah sahib asrar kare." You have asked me about the concept of imamat. What is imamat?
That's
that
right.
I'm talking about the imam and ummat.
Mm-hmm.
May Allah make you the bearer of the secret like me.
Okay.
And the imam, and then he describes the imam. Who is the imam? Basically, what he was talking. Hai wahi tere zamane ka imam barhaq. He is your imam. The true imam, جو تجھے حاضر و موجود سے بیزار کرے, who disgusted you from what you are in. You know, the current situation that you are living in.
That's right.
The current situation, for example.
Awakening, in fact. This
he's basically awakening.
That's
the imam, the role of imam is to awaken.
Mm-hmm.
He is a revolutionary. person. I just remember of the, you know, the statement that the Supreme Leader has said.
Yes.
Man inqalabiya.
Yes.
He's basically
right.
talking about the same concept.
I am revolutionary.
I'm revolutionary.
That's right.
So I'm here to awaken you, and you need to go towards the revolution.
These are some of the secrets of the Iqbal's poem that were welcomed before the Islamic Revolution of Iran. And we know that in the literary circles and among the revolutionary circles and by the leaders of the Islamic Revolution, the poems of Iqbal were very much welcomed.
Yes.
Because he was after establishing a separate Muslim land and reviving the pure Muhammadan Islam. This was why maybe his poems were very much welcomed. And regarding what Imam said, he has a beautiful poem regarding Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes.
He says, مسلم اول شه مردان علی عشق را سرمایه ایمان علی از ولای دودمانش زنده ام در جهان مثل گوهر تابنده ام. In fact, he's referring to Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Dudman. In fact, the descendants of Imam Ali alayhi salam, I'm alive by them. He had really beautiful poems regarding religious content. He was, as they say, we know that in the literature, we have literature of commitment. Adabiyat ta'ahud, okay? He was really a committed man, in fact.
Yes.
A person who was faithful to
his
beliefs in his poetry too.
Exactly.
Okay, Dr. Zazadeh, any other points regarding the themes of the Persian poems?
Yes, there are a few others that I wanted to mention. One is just what you just mentioned. You know, we can say that Iqbal's poetry has one feature that we can call it religiosity while being intellectual.
Oh.
You know, this is something very important for him. He wanted to prove and he wanted to explain in his poetry that you can, of course, be a very good, committed, faithful person while at the same time being a very intellectual person. And he proved it and he expressed it in the best way in his poetry. That you mentioned some
That's
of
right.
the examples, so I don't bring
okay.
examples. Another one that is very common in his poetry is relying on the self. He really wanted to make the younger generation aware of the, as I mentioned in
That's
the
right.
previous episode, aware of their own havings and the treasures that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings some beautiful metaphors. For example, he explains the life, or let's say he defines the life in this way. In his poetry, he says, زندگی در صدف خیش گوهر ساختن است، در دل شعله فرو رفتن و نگداختن است. At the same time that this is revolutionary, this really gives a lot of self-confidence to the person who reads it. He says, life is like making your own jewel in your own shell.
That's right.
So you really need to bear with all the difficulties and make your own jewel while you are in your own shell. And he uses a beautiful metaphor. در دل شعله فرو رفتن و نگداختن است. And life is also going into the heart of the
fire
and at the same time not being burned by that.
This reminds me of Ibrahim, the story
of Ibrahim. That's a good point. Yeah.
Okay. The allegory is like that. Okay.
Appreciate what you have. And this is one of, let's say, his most important messages to the Muslim nations
Very
who
good.
Came. I hope I have time to also mention a couple of other themes because they are really important.
Okay.
I think it's a pity not to mention them.
Okay, we got about 1 minute for you, brother.
Oh. So let's stop
Yeah,
here,
Iqbal has much to say.
Yeah.
Iqbal
Least let me just mention the titles that I had some explanations maybe later.
Okay.
But this is really what we need even until today. Mm-hmm. He wanted to give a realistic view to the West. Especially to the youth, so that they know what is the reality of the West,
That's
what
right.
is the cause and the reason of their power, and what is their weak point, in order to give you a good view, and let's say in order not to be spelled by the Western culture. He had beautiful poetry. I wish I had time to recite some of that. And then the last one that I wanted to mention is his invitation to hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can find it very much in his
That's
poetry.
Right.
And he says, ساحل افتاده گفت گرچه بسی زیستم هیچ نمعلوم گشت آه که من کیستم موجز خود رفته ای تیز خرامید و گفت هستم اگر میروم گر نروم نیستم. This reminds me of the Sa'di poetry.
Wow.
This is very similar to it. And he says, ساحل افتاده, you know, the seashore, this is a metaphorical dialogue between the seashore and the wave
and
of the sea.
And the wave that touches it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The seashore that is very stable, does not go anywhere.
Fixed.
It's fixed and it's very stable.
Okay.
Said, although I lived a lot, maybe for centuries, but still, I don't know. I wonder who I am.
Okay.
And then
the
that passed very fast said in answer to the shore, Hastam agar miravam gar naravam nistam. I exist if I keep going. I will be non-existent if I stop.
Okay.
You know, that's really inspiring. Yeah. It's really
the power forward to move forward.
Yeah, encourages really, you to move forward and never stop. Because as soon as you stop, you will be non-existent.
Nice message for our young generation nowadays. Young generation, young Muslims. If you want to advance, never stop. Go forward. And then you can change current situation. It was very kind of you,
Absolutely.
Dr. Reza Zadeh and Said Mohsen Naqvi. We do not have more time in order to get to the other aspects of the life of Allama Iqbal Rahuri. He says, Gerçe Hindi dar uzubat shekar ast, tarz gufdar dari shirin tar ast. Although the Hindi language is sweet, but you know, the way of expressing yourself and poets in Farsi language
sweeter.
That's right. And this was why Allama Iqbal Lahori composed most of his poems in the Farsi and Persian language. Thank you very much, Dr. Reza Zadeh and Said Mohsen Naqvi, and dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program The Teacher, which was about Allama Muhammad Iqbal Lahori. May Allah bless him and bless his soul. He was really a great man. And I think that some of the courses, at least at the universities, have to be dedicated to Iqbal Shenasi, Iqbal studies, like the other thing. This is my suggestion in the program, The Teacher, for our students and for our dear professors of Muslim lands, in order to introduce these dignitaries. And even they could have their own separate departments, because now we could see in the Western world, most of the philosophers have their own studies, have their own students, have their own generation of the books produced. Okay, over there, Iqbal Lahori is for sure among the first ones who should be studied more, and in different aspects, political, social, and also literary style. Do not forget to visit our website, parstoday.com/Iyan Kalav Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah. Ooh.